Accelerate Alaska, exploring the economic opportunities to unlock a greater future. This podcast sponsored by FindPoint. Don't let advances in marketing technology get ahead of you. Get a free marketing analysis on your digital marketing efforts. Go to findpt.com. That's findpt.com.
What's awesome about doing business here? It's a small, tight-knit community. People love supporting local. It's huge up here. I think it brings a sense of pride for all Alaskans.
When you walk into REI, you might suspect that the camping food comes from large national corporations. You'd be surprised to learn that one of the popular food providers is based right here in Alaska. Learn about Heather Kelly's journey on stage during the food systems track.
So thank you so much for having us today. It's always fun to come to these events. My name is Heather Kelly, and I'm the founder and CEO of Heather's Choice. My business partner, Brad Hurd, is joining us today. He's our Chief Operations Officer. And we're going to share a little bit of our experience of starting Heather's Choice as an Alaskan food business, some of the trials that we've come up against, and then also some of the successes that we've had in building our business. So in the summer of 2014, I moved back home to Alaska from Colorado. I was living the dream in Boulder, but decided I ultimately wanted to come home. So I came back, got a small 5-tray home dehydrator, started dehydrating my own food, and very quickly got sucked into the world of e-commerce. So I launched a website, heatherschoice.com, and have been keeping up with this business for the last 5 years now. So what is Heather's Choice? It is a line of dehydrated meals and snacks for adventuring. We've really kind of found our sweet spot in the backcountry hunting market. How many people in here are hunters? There's quite a few of us here in Alaska. And so what we're finding is that there's a large group of people who are going out and doing subsistence hunting or sport hunting or just filling their freezers, and they need lightweight, packable food to take with them on these trips. And Heather's Choice fits into that perfectly, because we provide good quality food that you can take anywhere with you in the world. So this year, one of the things that we worked on in our business is why. Why does dehydrated food matter? Why do we do what we do? Why do we work so hard at this stuff? And if you guys have read Simon Sinek's Find Your Why or Start With Why, you'll be familiar with this. But we decided that at Heather's Choice, our why is that we believe that life is full of adventures, and nowhere else is that more true than right here in Alaska. So we're very Alaska proud and excited to build a food manufacturing business right here in our backyard. So a couple milestones for Heather's Choice here in Alaska. As I mentioned, I started in my home of Bird Creek back in 2014. In 2015, we successfully raised $54,000 through Kickstarter in a matter of 5 weeks. A lot of you here in the room backed us, so thank you so much for your support. In 2016, we were part of the first Launch Alaska cohort. So that was an incredible experience. I recommend it to anybody. And from there, that actually set us up for our first round of angel investment through the Alaska Accelerator Fund. In 2017, we had gone the co-packing route. And for those of you who aren't familiar, co-packing is where you would take your recipe, say for mom's apple pie, and you would take it to a great big co-packer, you know, a place that has all the big fancy machinery and all the stainless steel. And you would say, here's my mom's apple pie recipe. I want you to make a million of these. They make a million of them. You buy them, you sell them, you do it all over again. It sounds nice in theory. We tried that in 3 separate occasions. It was an epic fail. And so after much trial and tribulation, we decided we need to do this shit ourselves. So we brought everything back to Alaska. And since the end of 2017, we've been doing our own manufacturing right here in Anchorage. And Brad's going to talk about why that's been difficult, why that's been great. And we're now very proud to be making everything ourselves.
Yeah, so what's hard, what has been hard for us about doing business in Alaska? Just a quick list. lack of industry experience, ourselves included. A few of the major industries that we're involved in are the natural foods industry, manufacturing, and the outdoor industry. Now, obviously, the outdoor industry is very prevalent up here, but the level of experience is not quite on par with the enthusiasts. The availability of local ingredients. As Rachel mentioned, we are an ag state. We know that there's a lot of local ingredients. However, they're not necessarily always reliable, and they're often very costly. Kitchen and production space. It's a hurdle that we've overcome for now, but it's a big preventative barrier for a lot of food startups just finding a place to actually produce their products. Permitting was a nightmare for us when we moved into our new kitchen, not because anybody was giving us a hard time necessarily, but it took a long time. We missed out on 9 months, three of those being our busiest months of the year, due to permitting not being completed in time. And also just due to the fact that what we do is a little bit unique, and it was foreign to the inspectors. So there was a lot of scientific proof we had to provide and educating from us to the powers that be. And the last two are freight. I think it's a consistent woe with a lot of folks, but inbound freight and outbound freight, they're inconvenient and also very costly. What's awesome about doing business here? It's a small, tight-knit community. You just had a discussion with someone from Keen Footwear yesterday who had a link to Alaska. Almost everybody has a link to Alaska, so it's pretty cool. And we know a lot of people here within the same industries. There is an eager angel investment community that we have benefited from greatly. We have had a ton of support since Heather went through the Launch Alaska program, and this is yet another example of that. Made in Alaska, people love supporting local. It's huge up here. I think it brings a sense of pride for all Alaskans. And lo and behold, it actually is attractive outside of the state of Alaska, as opposed to some of the other states where I don't really care what's made in Iowa. E-commerce brings in money that doesn't have to come from tourists. We're primarily an e-commerce business, and we don't have to wait for the cruise ships to arrive to get their money. So that's pretty nice, and it's a little bit more sustainable for what we have to do. The employee incentives that come with working in Alaska, people want to live here and they want to play here. I think that's kind of all there is to that one. What would make it easier? If food manufacturing was more prevalent in Alaska, we source already dried produce like carrots, celery, buckwheat, zucchini, mushrooms, all of those things can grow here. And they do grow here, but they're not processed to the point at which we can use them yet. We don't have time to dry them out ourselves, so we buy from Wisconsin. This could be a solution for local producers who are looking to level load their seasonality. Drying food allows you to hold on to it longer. It preserves its nutrients. It keeps the quality. And it also, as I mentioned, can help you extend your sales into a season that might not be the growing season. State assistance with outbound shipping costs would really be helpful. Whether it's some sort of subsidy for businesses who are exporting their products out of the state, it doesn't even have to be internationally, just outside of the state of Alaska. Again, that brings dollars into the state that otherwise might not come. Or really any understanding if there's any existing incentives for small businesses to export out of the state of Alaska. Changing our mentality, we believe that the Alaskan economy could thrive as a manufacturing and export state. It could be a more steadfast solution to the traditional boom and bust thought pattern that it seems we continue to find ourselves in. And that's all I got for those.
So Rachel wanted me to touch on a little bit of all the different ways that we've found to sell our products. So as Brad already mentioned, we started off as an e-commerce business. So that's a quick and easy 15 minutes. You can launch your own website and start selling to people all across the globe. We continue to thrive in the e-commerce world. But since then, we've also been able to move into independent wholesale, thanks to our sales guy, Zach. And that's proven to be a very fast-growing area of our business, where, again, local Alaskan companies want to sell local Alaskan products. So we're having success in-state and out-of-state with independent wholesale. We also recently added REI and Sportsman's Warehouse to our sales outlets. So, yeah, we need a bigger kitchen. And we're really seeing a lot of success, especially in the Pacific Northwest. So without even trying to tackle all of the United States, we can focus on Washington, Oregon, Idaho, places pretty close to home. We also are selling through Amazon and doing that merchant fulfilled. We could talk about that if you guys are curious. We're working to move to FBA. And then lastly, we have a thriving guides and outfitters program. Again, everybody wants to come to Alaska. They want to play in Alaska. We can feed them while they're here. And really, what's next for Heather's Choice? We want to make more food, and we want to do it all here. And we want to stay here, and we want to provide awesome jobs for the generation younger than us. That's weird to say. But the people who are really looking to have that adventure, they want to work in the outdoor industry, they care about food. We want to provide jobs to those people, and we want to provide them with good quality food for all the trips that they'll remember for a lifetime. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed what you heard. If you want to see the presentation with slides and visuals, go to accelerateak.com. A big thank you to Rachel Miller and Liz Snyder for putting together the Food Systems Track. Do you enjoy this podcast? If so, go to accelerateak.com to find out how you can contribute, volunteer, or even bring an Accelerate conference to your town. accelerateak.com. This has been an Accelerate LLC production. The future is already here if you know where to look.